So soft ground, if the shovel was stuck into the ground before Yom Tiv, there's no Harishim, and now there's no Katishri, there's soft ground. It's like sand. So the Gemara is still covered Duma, but now when you pick the shovel out of the ground, you take up a shovel full of dirt, you're making a hole. So Rashi says, the Chayiv Mishum Binyan, that should be called a Binyan. So really it depends where you do it. If you do it in your house, Amol, they didn't have floors like we do. Amol, the floor of the house used to be dirt. So if you make a hole in your house, that's called Binyan. It's a way of building in a house. If you do it outside in the fields, the Yisra would be Harisha. You're like plowing the ground. But I call upon it by making a hole in the ground, the Chorotzim Locha, it's Binyan in the house. So for the Gemara, the whole covet, Guma, you're making a hole. So Moran says, Kid Rabbi Abba. The Yomar Rabbi says that Achayfe Guma, in the case that somebody true digs a hole on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos, he digs a hole on Shabbos, of a V'ein Neitzarech El Liyofra. The only reason why you're digging is not because you want the hole. You don't really want to make a binyan here. Your purpose is you need dirt. Let's say like here, you need dirt now to cover up the blood of a chayah or a knife. That's your purpose of making the hole. The locher is potter alay. You should know on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're potter alay. Rashi says here, Elo Makalkal, B'chol Makalkal and Pturim. Really, if the Pturim is called you be Makalkal here, you're just ruining. In other words, this hole, if you have no purpose for the hole, and you're making a hole in your ground, if you need the hole there, it's called Binyan. You're building in your house, you're making a hole you need. But if you don't need the hole, the only purpose is you want dirt now, so taking the dirt out, there's no Malacha. The Malacha is you made the hole. If you don't want a hole, and you have a hole in your house, it's only be Makalkal. You're ruining your house. So Mashma Mekalkal, according to Rashi, is Mamash Potter, you're allowed to do it L'chitchila. Tosis learns, not like that, Tosis learns, V'netzorach El Yopra Potter, Mishum Devim Locha, Shem Tzrich L'gufa, or Potter Olay. It's a Ptur and Hilka Shabbos in the Melochis, it's a Melocha, Shem Tzrich L'gufa. You don't want the real Melocha. The real Melocha of Binyan is that you would want the whole. Here, since you don't want the whole, it's called the Melocha, Shem Tzrich L'gufa. But Tosis asks for Tema, Dim Kein Potter Avol Osar, L'chitchila. The lochas is, that's true, midirais it's mutter, but midirabonin, it's an isid rabonin. Every mlochas and tzirich leguf is also midirabonin. Salkanir on yont, if you like to make the hole, the yeshloimen, for toys enachanami. Really, it should be yosim midirabonin, abedimishum simchas yontif mutter afilukachilo. You have to say yemishum simchas yontif there matiyu. In other words, you want to be able to eat the chicken now on yontif, that's simchas yontif. So mishum, the mitzvah, simchas yontif, the rabonin will make it and say, you're allowed to make the hole. Because make a hole in your house, since your only purpose you want the hole is just to use the dirt, not to use the binyan, the hole, that's not a nisim d'oraisa, it's only a nisim d'rabbanan, and the rabbanans will make all mishum simchas yom tov. That's Chana Mishnah, that's why by Shami says, l'chatchila you're allowed to do it, and by Sul says, no, only b'dieved you're allowed to do it. Right, and then the Mishnah says, she'eif makira mukhinu. You should know the ashes that come out of the oven, that's mukhin. That you're allowed to use for Kisi Adam. So Gemara says, Eifa Kira Man Bechashime. Who mentioned the words of Eifa Kira? Like the Mishnah before was not talking about Eifa Kira. Before we're talking about if you make a Shchita Chayi B'yoif and you don't have dirt, can you use a Yechase B'daker? Can you use a shovel stuck in the ground? Can you use it or not? That was the Shailah. We weren't talking about ashes from the oven. So how come the Mishnah now says, She'eifa Kira Mukhin She' Mashma, it's a continuation. That you should know, the ashes of the oven is mukh and is prepared. You're allowed to use it. It's not mukh, so you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Look, who was talking about the ashes? So Marian says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Hochi Komer. This is what our Mishnah means to say. It's a new statement. The Eifer Kira, even though it says Lashon She'efer, it does not really mean She'efer, but it means to say V'efer. A new statement. You should know that the ashes, Kira, of the oven, mukhino, it's called prepared. In other words, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use the oven on Yom Tov. So after you got finished baking, you have the leftover charcoal, the burnt ashes. Those ashes are not called muksa, it's called mukhin, and you're allowed to touch it on Yom Tov. And you're allowed to use it for kisi adam also. So male, in such a case, Beisila would also be moida. If you know you have ashes in your oven, so you're allowed to shechna l'chatchila the oif or the chayim, because you have something prepared to make the kisi adam with. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That it's called mukhin, it's not mukh, so you're allowed to use it. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Loishonu, this was only learned, Ela Shehusak Merav Yom Tov. Only in the place that the ashes were there from Merav Yom Tov. It was like burnt before Yom Tov, so Melech not Melech, like before Yom Tov, you know you have ashes. So So a person uses ashes, so it's considered like you have in das, in mind, to use the ashes, it's not muksa. Aval husak pi yomtiv, let's say you first put the wood into the oven today on yomtiv. So at the beginning of yomtiv it was wood, it wasn't ashes. And now you burnt up the wood on yomtiv, and it becomes into ashes, also. You should know it's like melad, that's muksa. Because before yomtiv it was wood, it wasn't ashes. It first became ashes on yomtiv itself, that's a svar of melad, that's called muksa, you can't use it. Rashi says, "Aval husak bi yomtiv, the lekel lemeima daite alavei meyesem alasar." You can't say the person had a mind to use it from before yomtiv, because before yomtiv you didn't have these ashes. Before yomtiv it was a piece of wood. You first burned this piece of wood on yomtiv, so it's muksa. But you can't say you had a mind to use the ashes. The ashes weren't around. So that's what the Mishnah says. The eighth of the kira, the ashes of an oven, is not muksa. It's prepared to be used. That's talking about where it was burned from before yomtiv. So the beginning of Yom Tov, you know you have ashes in the oven, and ashes you could use, the most times they used to use it to cover up dirt, we'll soon see, to cover up tzoyam, they used to use it, you could use it for kisya dam, so therefore it's called mukhin, it's not muksa. Havada b'smanes, they'll be called muksa, because we don't use it for anything. But the most times they used to use these ashes, so if the ashes were around from before Yom Tov, it's not muksa. It's more about the aval husak be yomtiv, but if it was only cooked up on yomtiv the ashes, also then you can't use it. Other the imroyal litzlois boy beitza, let's say it's still hot shakols. Let's say the ashes are not died out completely. It's still a little bit hot, the ashes. That you could put an egg on top and roast an egg. That takes a little bit, only that much heat to roast an egg. Then mutter. Then we say the ashes are not called muksa. In other words, since you're still allowed to cook on yomtiv, and these ashes could be used for cooking purposes, and for that it's not muksa, because at the beginning you had wood. Now wood was set aside to use for cooking purposes. So kozuman, you cook with it, it's like not muksa, it's called what you would use it for. So kozuman, these ashes have some heat to it, that you could cook, roast up an egg, it's not called muksa, it's still called usable, so even though now you want to use it for something else, for kisya dam would also be mutum. It's like a migu. Migu, you could use it now to roast an egg with it, it's still called roi, and you could use it. Tanya Namiyoch, we also learned like this, that Kishomru Eifa Kiru Muchin, that our Mishnah says, if you have ashes from your oven, it's considered Muchin, it's called usable on Yomtiv, it's not Muksa, who, the Muchinu, Lo Yamorin, it was only said, Elisho, Husak Mer of Yomtiv, in a case where you burnt up these ashes before Yomtiv, you baked before Yomtiv, and you have the ashes there from before Yomtiv, then it's not called Muksa. Ah, well, Husak Yomtiv, but in a case where you first baked, you use the oven today on Yomtiv, then also, then we say the ashes that come after baking is like nolid. It was not around before yomtiv. Before yomtiv was only wood, not ashes. And then it blives muksi. Not allowed to touch it. Of again, the imroyal litzlis by beitza. Let's say these ashes still have some charcoal. It still has heat. There's still some fire there that has enough heat that you're able to roast an egg there, even though you don't need that much heat for it. Then mutter. Then we say it's still called something that's usable. It's still cold, like the wood is still here. You can still cook and bake with this heat coming out of these ashes. Then the ashes still has a lock like Eitzim. Then you're still allowed to use the ashes. You're allowed to pick them up with a shovel and use it for Kisiyadam. Try to know a lock now. Hichnis ofar liginosai. Let's say you bring in dirt from before Yomtiv into your gin, into your garden. Ulukhrovosai, that's used in the backyard. Is mutulachasis boy. You're allowed to now use this dirt on yomtiv to mechasa. That's also called like mukhin, it's not muksa. In other words, since you brought dirt into your house before yomtiv, we say people in the Gemara's time used to use dirt for reasons. They used to use it to cover up tzoya, to cover up dirt with it. So since it was something to be used, if you brought it in your house, you had in mind to use it, it's not muksa. The Zman is there, we don't use dirt, a lot of it's muksa. But on the side that you would use dirt and you bring it into your gina, into your garden, into your backyard, it's mutlachasas boy, it's not muksa, you're allowed to use it to cover up the kisyadam. The Yom Rav Yudha said though, machnis adam amole kuposa yofer. A person can bring into his house a complete big bundle, a big basket full of dirt. The yosov kotsorkei. And you're allowed to do whatever you want with it. In other words, it's not muksa, you brought it in to be used, to use to cover up dirt, so you can use it for any purpose you want. Now, Dorosh Mazutra dashed and said, Mishmei de Mazutra Rabba, the name of Mazutra Rabba, for who she yachtum la Karen Zovis. That's what we say if you bring in a basket of dirt into your house. It's not muktzeh, it's muchin. It's only if you set aside your yachal or keren zavis. You put it away in a special corner. In other words, this dirt, I'm not bringing in to be mevatel, to make it part of my floor, to make the floor smoother, to be mevatel to the floor. No, I'm bringing it in to use. That's why I'm putting it in a special place. If I put it in a special place, then I mean to say, I still want to use this dirt. It's not part of the floor. Then it's not muktzeh. Then it's not muktzeh. Trashi vushi yachtolo. V'loy shotcha, not stop throwing it over your floor. The muktzeh mils l'tzorchav kaboy. Then we say you want to use it if you put it on a special corner. We're talking about very soft dirt. It's not missing that you have to be chofar to dig or katisha to chop it up. It's only a question of muksa or not. So we say if you brought it into your house before yomtiv, so we say it's not muksa. You have that to use it on yomtiv. You're allowed to use this dirt to cover up shmutz or to use for kisi adam. Meisvei have a kashra on this. The locher is kfi. Kfi is a type of an animal that it's a suffix, is a doubtful to us if it's a chai or a behema. And the locher is either shecht a cow, a behema, you don't have to make mitzvah kisi adam. If you shecht a deer, a chaya, you have to make kisi adam. So kfi is a type of an animal that it's a suffix to us if it has mitzvah kisi adam or not. We're not sure if it's called a chaya or it's called a behema. So the locher is kfi and shecht a meisvei b'yomtiv. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to shecht the kvi. Because you're going to come into problems to make a kisi adam. Since it's only doubtful if you have to do the mitzvah kisi adam, so when a suffix on Yom Tov, we don't want you to do the kisi adam. Therefore, we tell you don't make the shechita roll together. But the imshochetu, let's say you didn't ask any questions, you went ahead and you shechted the kvi on Yom Tov, then the locher is, ein mechasen es domei. You're not allowed to make a kisi adam. You're not allowed to do it. Because since it's a suffix to us, whether it's a mitzvah kisi adam altogether or not, so in Asafik we say, don't make the kisi. That's the halacha. Rashi v'yimshocha tu ein mechasin, es domai, t'yishema v'heimbo. We have to be afraid, maybe it's only an animal. V'yein by mitzvah kisi. There's no mitzvah kisi altogether. V'yein metaltlin off l'kach. And if so, there's no mitzvah kisi, you have no right at all to touch this dirt. So, if this time, if you learn like we learned in our Mishnah, that we're talking about dirt, that you have a shovel stuck into the ground, that's really muksa. And the reason why Veshama is matarit mishum mitzvahs kisyadam, he's matar the yisra muksa. Send me very good here. When you have a kfi, it's a stuff that gets doubtful for us. If there's a mitzvah kisya or not, so you're not allowed to touch this dirt, because it's a yisra muksa. But the kashra is v'isa, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, lichsayek Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda now, that there's a mitzvah that a person brought dirt into his house before yomtiv, that's not muksa at all. You could use for any purpose you want. If so, if there's such a case like that, why can't I make a shechita on the kfi on Yom Tov? Let me shecht this animal. What's the suffix? The suffix is the mitzvah kisi or not. Maybe yes, maybe no. So you know what you do? Take your dirt that you have prepared from before Yom Tov. It's not muksa. You could use it to cover up shemutz if you want. So instead of covering up shemutz, using that to cover up the dam. There's no issur involved. How come the Braisa says there's no Eitzah? You're not allowed to cover up to make the mitzvah kisi adam here. Why not? According to Yudah, you have Eka Timsa. So Mari asks that some men who want to shlug up of Yudah and said that even if you bring dirt into the house before Yom Tov, it's still muksa. For the Gemara, that's not a kasha on him. Well, the time, according to you, lechsayah v'yefer kira. Anyway, there's a kasha. Our Mishnah says that if you have ashes in the oven that was there from before Yom Tov, it's not muksa, it's mutter. So anyway, there's hechet timses, how you could have something that's roi for kisi adam, that's vade, not muksa. So how could you tell me now that a kfi, you can't do kisi adam, because there's a suffix muksa involved? Oy v'dakenoit. And the other way too is in the case where you have the shovel stuck into the ground beforehand, we had before that Beishamai says you are allowed to. So why isn't Beishamai Moida? Here also you should be allowed to. Rashi says, the Sayyid Badakanur said be afakira. So at the head you're talking about this in the Mukhinu. It's interesting. The Murad Namash Badakan Noitz is Mamish called Mukhin now. At least maybe according to Beishamai maybe. So I'll call upon it anyway, Takashir. Ella, what do you have to answer me? The Leslie. This Bryce is talking about a certain case that you don't have any ashes from the oven. You don't have any shovel stuck into the ground. That's what we're talking about. If so, it's not so shred to say, Hachinami de Leslie. We're talking about a kimta where this person did not bring dirt into his house before Yom Tov. Another Havada we hold like the view the Shita. If the person did bring dirt into the house before Yom Tov, Havada, it's not Muksa, and you're allowed to touch it, you're allowed to use it. In such a case, if you have a Kvi, Gesundheit, make the Shita run Yom Tov, and take that dirt and cover up the blood. So you're not doing anything wrong. Well, here the Bryce is talking about a person that does not have any dirt that was prepared before Yom Tov. So now, you only want to do is touch Muksa. So if it's a Vaday Mitzvah, Kisi Adar Manachayim, then Beishami says, yes, you're allowed to. But here, where it's only a Sufik, if there's a Mitzvah Kisi or not, then we say, you're not allowed to touch Muksa. You don't have a right, like, ain't Sufik Moitzim Adi Vaday. The Yisra Muksa is a Vaday Yisra Muksa. The Mitzvah Kisi Adar is only a Sufik. But a Sufik we say, don't do the Shchita, don't be over the Yisra Tiltul of Muksa. But there's no cash on your Yudah. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if that's the case, so let's say, Yehochi, my Yuri Sofik, what are you talking about? Is it a Sofik if it's a Kvi or not? On a Kvi, Afilu Vade Namiloi. If this is the case then, that you don't have any dirt altogether, so even if it's a Vade then the Kasher is, Lukuri can't make a Shkiter either. You have a Vade Chai, you have a chicken here. But we're talking about now, you don't have anything prepared from before Yom Tov, you only have Muksa, so nobody is mati to touch Muksa. In other words, we're going now, even according to Veshamai, he's only mati when you have the deck annoyed, the boy join, it's like some hachana was done there. It's not a complete Muksa case. But you have nothing prepared from before Yom Tov to touch pure Muksa, pure dirt, to make a kisui, even according to Veshamai it's also. So then why does the Brisa say here, only a case of a kfi? It's a suffix if there's a mitzvah. You can't do it. Even if you have a Vade chicken here, also you can't do it. If you don't have anything prepared from before Yom Tov, only Muksa, nobody is matter to say, you could shech the chicken right now. How do you do the Mitzvah Kisi Adam? Later, I'll take Muksa, dig her dirt, and cover it. No, you're not allowed to do it. So why does the Bryce only say, something you're not allowed to do, in such a case, even a Vade you can't do? But the Marafilu Vade Nami Loi. Tomorrow says, Enech Nami. Loi mi boy kummer. Not only this, even that. Loi mi boy, not only Vade. The loy lishchet, not only a vaday. You can't make the shchitom, because on a vaday chicken, you have to do the mitzvah kisi adam. And we don't have any dirt prepared at all. Only muksa, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You can't touch the muksa. So then for sure, don't make the shchitom on the chicken. Abu safik, but let's say this guy has this type of an animal that's doubtful it's a safik if it's a chay or a behema. We don't know if there's a mitzvah kisi adam or not. Eima, I would tell you, mishum simchas Yom Tov lishchet. Gesundheit, we should tell you, have no meat tea today. Gesundheit, make the shchit on the animal. You'll not eat the animal. But learn the chsayu. You have blood on the floor now, and it's doubtful if there's a mitzvah kisi adam or not, so don't do it. I mean, it's a suffix mitzvah kisi adam. You can't touch the muksa to do it. Say, I would have thought to say that you are allowed to make the shchit on koponim mishum simchas Yom Tov. That's kamashmulon. That's what the Brisa is teaching us, tremendous chiddush. No. That since you won't be able to do the soif, the mitzvah kisi adam, you are not allowed to make the shchita. So even though you have no other meat tea today, you're not going to have simchas Yom Tov. So what? You have no right to make the shchita, because then it's doubtful if there's a mitzvah kisi, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah kisi. So that's the chiddush of the Brisa. But it could be an echnami yavada in such a case, also you can't do. For the Gemara